Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and of course, durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered with all that plus more. We offer many styles, including our new line of standing seam metal roofing panels. These sleek panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, making them a great solution for both commercial buildings and residential homes. Rest assured that when you have a Mueller metal roof overhead, you'll receive protection from the elements, along with beautiful paint coatings that will remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warranted by us, your Mueller team. Visit MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery and color selector tool to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home.
Well, the cattle futures continue to move higher here to end the week. We were 20 higher in May feeder cattle, which expire next Thursday. So we've already got two of the index days in the books here. Now, August, on the other hand, up 217 at 145.50. The September's 262 higher. So a really strong move here. We haven't quite reached the 50% retracement, which in August is around 151. And that's just as of this move here. The previous high was on May the 10th. It was 148.10. So that's kind of a next target, of course, but we're still looking for some retracements. Live cattle weren't quite as strong. They're up 77 in June at 111.25, August up 85 at 108.80. This morning, before the open, about 15 minutes before the open, we had a announcement or headline that Japan had opened its doors to full access to U.S. beef imports, which is really, really good news. They take effect immediately. It allows U.S. products from all cattle, regardless of age, to enter Japan for the first time since 2003. So really good thing there. They think it could impact the U.S. Beef market by up to $200 million a year. So really good there. Of course, we have some ongoing discussions there trying to find a wider trade agreement with Japan.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Today, the grain futures were mixed here. We had corn and wheat both slightly higher. Corn was up 1 to 3 cents. Wheat to Kansas City was up half to a penny. Now, Chicago was down about 4 cents. And the beans really tumbled 18 to 19 cents lower. Ideas that on Monday, we could be about 50% planted on corn, where normally we're nearly 90%. The majority of the crop is normally planted by about May 20th, so the next 3 days. We've got ongoing lingering weather patterns and weather systems moving through the Midwest, which will continue to cause a few delays here. And that's what's keeping that wheat up. If you look at the U.S. balance sheet, if the USDA is right and we planted 92.8 million acres with a yield of 176, we would have an excess crop, but it doesn't look like those numbers are all that realistic here. It looks more like 3 to 4 million acres of preventive planting. That puts us down somewhere around 81, 82 million acres harvested, 88 million planted, 81 or so harvested. And if the yield is more like previous years that we were slow planting, the yield could be 150, 160. So it starts adding up to serious bushels pretty fast. And so that's why we have the short covering rally here, I think, going on in corn. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.